This is your wake-up call.
Wake the fuck up. The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earn that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
We in the mother... We in the house.
Good morning, Charlamagne.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, it's Monday. Back to the work week.
Listen, salute to Boston.
Yes.
Jamming 94.5. They started with us on what? Friday? Thursday?
Thursday.
Yes. Is somebody else starting with us today? Or did I read
no,
the email
you
wrong?
Read that wrong.
Okay.
You read that
so
wrong.
So let me shut up before I blurt
before
out another city.
Trouble. Mm-hmm.
Somebody don't know they about to get fired.
Stop
That's
it.
That's a terrible feeling, by the way.
How was your weekend? This guy. How was your weekend,
I
sir?
I had a great weekend. You Good. Know what I'm saying? You know what, man? I'm really, I don't want to say pissed off is the word. I just like to be observant about certain things. You know how somebody will ask you for, like, money?
Okay.
And then you deciding whether you want to give it to them or not, but then you go to their Snapchat and see them in the club,
and they
all out of
drinking,
town, all
out of town.
Weekend, and you like, I'm so glad I didn't get that person
Absolutely.
That money,
happens all the time. Happened to me over the weekend, actually.
Jesus Christ. Like, don't waste your time helping people who are not trying to help themselves.
They went to a party, and I thought about it. It was like, they're going to say, well, I got in for free. Nah, but if you're struggling, stay home.
Stay home.
You're struggling, stay
now
home.
Now you need money, but you always in the club smoking
Man.
A hookah.
It costs you money to get there. You got to pay for gas.
Got a nice outfit on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
stay
saying?
Stay home, struggling.
Like, stop it, yo.
Struggle, struggle, struggle. Now, shout out to everybody. I was in Allentown, Pennsylvania on Friday at Club Dubai. And actually, Club Dubai was dope. We were making fun of it. It was like, how they going to put Club Dubai in the hood? But it was actually dope, 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 dope party.
So they got Dubai in the hood?
It ain't Dubai, but yeah. It was nice. Then,
bunch of people who never been to Dubai.
Yeah, that was true. And then I was out in Miami. Shout out to everybody. I partied with Chris Brown this weekend. Me and him did a show, and I ran into Tank. Shout out to Tank. He was out there.
Salute to Allentown, Pennsylvania, but it sounds way fly to be like, yo, I was in Dubai and Miami this weekend. That's fly. Okay, drop one of Clues bombs for that, damn it.
I definitely wasn't in Dubai right. and Allentown. Me and Miami. And then Sunday, I did a car show out in Jersey. It was we do this every year. It's not a I don't really promote it. We just do it for family fun, and people come out. They bring their kids. They get to look at the cars. I had some artists come out this year. It was definitely dope. You could bring the family out. I expected about 1,000 people. We had about 3,000 people in there.
Yeah, I saw you on your Instagram with a Michael Jordan jersey on with no sleeves, and I was like, where the hell is Envy at? Yeah,
I just
had
got
a Michael Jordan jersey with no sleeves. Because I don't know if you know it, but climate change is real, bro.
I just Miami was 89 degrees, so I got off the plane straight there.
Oh, got you.
And I felt okay. stupid as soon as I got off the plane.
Yes, you definitely need a coat here in the New York, New Jersey area.
Yeah, it's definitely
right?
freezing.
Climate change is for real. That global warming thing is the truth.
And I'm late. I just seen your episode when you did Late Night Show. What was it?
With Stephen Colbert.
With Stephen Colbert. That's pretty dope. Why don't you tell nobody, man?
What you mean?
You didn't make a big deal out of it, a big stink. You just like, yeah, tonight I'm going to be on John Colbert.
Listen, I just be out here working, bro. I don't see nothing.
I
be out here working.
I be out here working.
You know why
man.
I be out here working?
Why?
Because I didn't waste my 20s in the club on Snapchat or whatever social media.
You did the night show. That's pretty big, bro.
Yeah, you know why? Because I put in a lot of work in my 20s.
Okay.
To be able to do that now.
But still, okay? you got to talk about it. You know, if not, it'll just whisk away.
No, it's there. It's there. People saw it. It was good. It was a good
but
Stephen
if you,
Colbert.
If you missed it, you can check it out on WorldStar. It's definitely up
it's
on WorldStar.
It's online. Stephen Colbert got a YouTube page.
I don't know about that.
Everybody has a YouTube page but us.
I don't know all about right? that. If you're black, you go to WorldStar. You can definitely find it on WorldStar if you need to, all right? Now, when we come back, we got front page news. The printer wasn't working, so I don't know what we're talking about. We're going to figure out when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Let's start off with sports and NBA. Toronto defeated Miami 116-89. Miami has an early vacation. Toronto moved on to the next round.
No surprise there.
Today, the Warriors take on OKC at 9 o'clock. And Carl Anthony Towns, he was named Rookie of the Year. He's from the Timberwolves. He was drafted number one from Kentucky. So congratulations for him. He had a double-double all year long.
Yeah, and there's people out there that's actually betting that Oklahoma City is going to beat the Golden State Warriors. in a 7-game series. I don't see how that's going to happen unless somebody from Golden State gets injured.
Yeah, I can't see that happening.
No, but I don't see that one happening.
Not at all. Mm-mm. Now, let's talk about this New Jersey family of eight that claimed $429 million. Now, people are saying, well, why would all eight people claim the prize? I'm going to break it down to you if you ever win the lotto. If you win the lotto and you go up there and it's eight of y'all, you don't have to pay taxes twice, meaning if I win the $429 million, I have to pay tax. Then if I give Charlamagne some of the money, he has to pay tax. But if we all come up there and collect the money together.
Y'all all get one lump sum.
One lump sum, one tax. Let's hear him.
My name is Valerie Arthur. Our mother bought the ticket for us. It was like an affirmation from God because we each have dreams that we want to fulfill in this life and do for our community and do for each other and our families. And it was like, well, we have been funded to do that. And that's what we're going to do, work in our communities and work in our family.
Well, God bless them, man. Mm-hmm. I hope they do for the community from afar. Because after a while, it's going to get real annoying with everybody at your door asking for money.
Well, that was $284 million, which is about $35 million each. And the reason I know
man,
that
God bless them.
Is because I've been planning that I'm going to win the lotto for a long time. I just haven't won yet. I know what to do when
that's
I win.
That's why you keep having all these kids, because you want to have a whole bunch of people walk up there to claim the money?
Absolutely. But I ain't win yet, though. Okay. I got to win. Now, in some sad news, eight people were killed and 44 were hospitalized Saturday after a charter bus left the South Texas Highway and rolled over. They say the driver just lost control. They don't know what happened. And because of that, eight people died. Also, Columbia seizes more than 17,000 pounds of cocaine from a drug gang. Now, you know, everybody's going to be like, oh, it's going to be a drought in the hood. Oh, there's going to be a drought in the hood. Yep, it will be a drought in the hood.
There ain't going to be no drought in the hood because wasn't none of that coke coming to y'all. No way.
Well,
all right?
17,000 pounds of it.
That was not y'all plug.
Was lost.
Okay? Stop it.
All right.
Hey, that's the stupid. People will read that story this morning. Yo, man, it's going to be messed up in the hood for the next few months. How?
Pretty much.
How? That ain't your plug.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't go chasing keys. Stick to the 2 and 3 ounces that you used to.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can call us right now. Maybe you had a bad morning or a bad weekend or whatever it may be. 800-585-1051. You can call the radio station right now. We'll put you live on the air. We'll let you vent. You can talk about your weekend, talk about your morning. You can vent so you can get through your day. And shout to my lovely wife. We had an amazing time. Friday was our anniversary. We had a dope time. We got married in this castle in Long Island.
Like I said, he got married in a castle. He swear he a Disney character.
No, we got married in a castle, and I was able to recreate that Friday. We stayed in the castle. It was just lovely. Had a great weekend with my wife, so that's what I did. Happy anniversary to my wife again. But tell them why you're mad is next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey yo, good morning. This is the Mad Rap. I'm mad. I'm mad because I hung out in the club last night and there was so many good girls in there. Yo, for real, we don't need none of y'all good girls in the club. We need loose girls, we need drug girls, we need sloppy girls. We need girls that's just gonna go all the way. We don't need none of y'all nice girls in there. Go home. Go away. Talk about it. And tell me why you mad. Breakfast Club, for real.
Nicole, tell them why you mad, mama.
I'm mad because I got this job.
Hey, no cursing.
I'm sorry. I have this job at this factory that I was supposed to be to at 6 o'clock. I'm 15 minutes late and I just quit.
You just quit?
Yes. Why they don't pay enough.
Why you quit your job, boo?
Oh, my God, because they don't pay enough. They're breaking my body down. It's a fact. I'm sorry.
So what you want to do?
It's a flat job and I hate it. I'm a skilled paralegal and I have customer service. I'd rather be on the phones all day or at somebody's desk. Like, I'm not working at a plant and they don't pay no money. I'm sorry. So
you can't quit your job till you got another one lined
it's
up.
It's too late.
Boo.
She already quit.
I'm quit. I'm qualified. I have degrees. I'm getting ready to go out here and get on my grind and go get a job. I have my own business. And everything like that. I do makeup, so I'm done.
How'd you quit? What'd you tell your boss?
I didn't tell him nothing. I just didn't go in.
Well, you ain't quit yet, then.
Well, at least you're not in the club wasting your life away smoking hookah, getting drunk, boo.
Nah, I don't do that. I'm a good woman. I'm getting ready to get on my grind and go get it. I'll have another job by tomorrow.
That's the mentality I like to hear.
All right, mama.
That's right.
Have a good morning.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm from South Carolina. 843, baby. Stand
843.
Up. You know
we out here.
Yes.
Hello, who's this?
This is Shannon Evans. What's up?
What's up, bro? Tell him why you mad.
I'm mad because I'm home from school and my body's still in the West Coast time. I can't get with the East Coast time zone, man.
Well, I mean, it's 3 in the morning according to your body, so take your ass to sleep.
Charlamagne, wow.
I'm just saying, why are you up at 3 in the morning?
That makes sense.
I don't get it.
You can always smoke and go to sleep, or you can always masturbate, which always seems to work.
Nah, man, I hope, man. I don't do that smoking stuff, man.
Oh, okay.
Well, you got another dude over there. Y'all can masturbate each other. I hear him in the background.
That's true.
That's my brother.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, it's Kevin.
Hey, tell him why. Wait, turn your radio down and tell him why you're mad.
I'm mad that you guys give Fetty Wap and the designer more airplay than Fabulous. Like,
Fabulous, you act like Fabulous got new records out.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. Like, those two are whack. They shouldn't be on the radio, like, at all.
Hey, you know Fabulous got about 15 years of radio play. You know, Fab is A-okay out here.
Yeah, Fab is doing okay. He's all right.
You guys can't front. Like, y'all rather not hear that than Fetty Wap and Designer.
I don't have no problem with Fetty Wap. And Panda's a tough tune.
Nah, no, it's not.
It's number one. It was the number one song in the country 2 weeks ago.
How old are you, sir? How old are you?
44.
We could tell.
You said 44?
Yeah, we could tell.
Oh, yeah. You this summer you'll have on jean shorts with Timberlands.
Absolutely.
And a razor blade under your tongue somewhere.
No, I don't wear Tim's.
No.
All right. Hey, Wu-Tang forever.
Now he wears Air Force Ones, white Air Force Ones.
All white with no socks.
All white with no socks. Tell him why you mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, yo, this is a mad rapper. Good morning, yo, for real. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad. For real, man. Hey, yo, my girl keep coming home smelling like Polo Cologne. So, like that ain't for girls. Like, I know something's going on, for real. Like I'm heated about that. And now I need y'all to tell me why y'all mad. Why you mad? On The Breakfast Club, for real.
Hello, who's this?
This is Kendrick from Detroit.
Tell him why you mad, bro.
Man, I've been watching y'all show for a couple years, and I'm a fan of y'all, man. And I just wonder why y'all don't ever have no regular people, no regular ordinary citizens like myself on the show.
We do it every morning. Huh? Tell them why you mad. Well, we just let regular people call up and talk to us.
I'm talking about on the show, on the camera.
I want to know why. why do you think we should do that? Don't you think this is something that you should have to work to get to?
Yeah, I'm also thinking about this perspective from just the ordinary citizen, you know what I mean? Just talking about, sitting with them, giving them the experience of being on the show. I mean, some people don't even never get the chance.
This is what you got to understand. Most of the time when we have guests up here, the guests are for the listeners' benefit. So if the listeners listening to your regular ass up here, why would they care?
True.
Hey, I mean, you never know what somebody got to offer like myself.
What you on the phone right now? Come on. What you got?
I don't know, man.
So you ain't got nothing to offer, man.
Hey, you are a part of the show. You called in. Thank you for calling, sir.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, what's going on? This is Jay.
Jay, tell him why you mad,
You're too aggressive this morning, bro. Put the pork bacon down.
CTG, what's good, man? How you?
What's happening, my brother?
Gang, man. What's up, man?
How you know it was me, Avery? What's good with you, man?
I can tell you always call. What's up?
Why Yee not there today?
She was in Miami all weekend, smoking hookah and drinking.
Yee's in Miami.
That's a pretty little beige woman. But anyway, though. Yeah, over the weekend, I'm on 42nd, right? Cause that's what we do. We go out there, we move our CDs, Body Count Records with a Z at the end.
Okay.
So I see Foxy Brown come past. So, you know what I mean? I holler at her, whatever. She come to the car. So I'm introducing her to the music, presenting it to her, right? So she tell me, like, yo, that singer that you got, Naima, that was singing the song Never Kid that we had out there blasting, she said, I got to get on that song. So she gives me her number, but I didn't even store the number correct in my new phone, so I didn't even get it.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
You got an old phone, it didn't work, you couldn't store the number, and now you're sick.
Nah, come on, Evie, you know me better than that, man. This is goody bad gang.
So won't you just tweet her?
True.
Tweet her?
Yeah.
That's internet, though. I want to see it face-to-face.
You missed that opportunity. You know why? Because you was too busy with a handful of CDs.
But see, I told her to go to the SoundCloud, which the song was on. But she should go there. Y'all should go, too.
We're good. Hey, salute to all the Times Square mixtape hustlers out there.
They be hustling.
They be getting it in. Salute to them. I don't know who they think still listens to CDs, but I appreciate y'all.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning, guys. It's your boy, PPG, man.
Oh, man. What's up, man? Porta Potty Guy. What's poppin', bro?
Hey, man, I'm grateful for y'all, man. Thank y'all for playing my song on the radio, B.
Now, you welcome, man. You mad today or you good money?
Did you get some Virginia because of that?
Nah, man. I got one girl, man, Sean, man. You feel me? But everybody was just showing me mad love, man. And I appreciate y'all, man. I'm going to just work that record, you know what I mean?
Okay. What do you mean work that record? You going to take it and tape it up in all the porta potties?
Nah. That might work.
No, that mean I'm going to go to the club and I'm going to push Trap Bounce, you know what I mean? Or people could go to my SoundCloud and check out the song Trap Bounce at Porta Potty Guy, you know what I mean?
But think about it. You clean porta potties for a living. Everybody has to use a porta potty. You tape your CD every porta potty you clean.
That's it. Trap Bounce, baby.
Genius.
And porta potties across the city.
Oh, man, you guys are so funny, man.
It's the truth.
Forget you then. Uh-huh. Forget us trying to help you.
Forget you, porta potty guy.
Hey, thank you guys, man. I love y'all, man.
You get your song played one time and you're feeling yourself. You won't take advice no more.
He's changing on us. Tell him why you mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Now, Angela Yee is not here, so they just threw some rumors in my face. And I'm looking, it says Lil' Kim is having house problems. Oh, we'll talk about it, I guess, when we come back.
So you're doing the trans rumors this morning?
Yeah.
You're the trans rumor girl this morning.
Yes. Would I be the girl or the guy?
Trans rumor girl.
You sure?
Yes.
No, why I gotta be trans anything? I'm DJ Envy doing the rumors for Yee. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
Yes.
Angela Yee is out in Miami.
Yes, she was smoking hookah, getting drunk all weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
She'll be back.
I don't know if that's what she was doing. She'll be back tomorrow. But
you know what? Mm-hmm. Angela Yee can do that because she actually has a career. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she has a job.
She's putting a lot of work. So
that's
she
right.
She deserves to smoke some hookah and get a drink every now and then. Now, the rest of you chicks who just been doing that your whole life, all through your 20s, and have nothing to show for it, shame on you.
Goodness gracious. All right, well, let's get to the rumors. We're talking Lil' Kim.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The Rumor Report. Gossip. With Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Now, they're saying Lil' Kim's $3 million mansion is in foreclosure.
These are trans rumors, by the way.
I'm not a trans anything. I'm DJ Envy. Now, it looks like she bought the pad for $2.2 million in 2002. They're saying that she owes $1.6 in mortgage. She paid $2.24 million for it. She put down 20%. Her monthly note is about $9,000 plus taxes. That's with taxes, actually. So they're saying she hasn't been able to pay her mortgage.
I feel like this is one of those rumors that happens, like, every 2 or 3 years. Like, you know how it's like the Beyonce pregnant.
Yeah.
Lil' Kim's house is in foreclosure. It's like it's just one of those rumors that always pops up.
I also think it's usually that your accountant doesn't pay it for some reason, and then Lil' Kim has to change accountant, and then she pays it. Because I can't see her not being able to pay her for her crib. She's been touring. She's been doing work. I can't see it.
Yeah.
Hey, but you never know. Now, also, Foxy Brown looks like she was robbed. Now, the rapper claims she was robbed for her, quote-unquote, Fox Vintage Valuables, allegedly worth $100,000 at American Airlines baggage claim recently.
Is this throwback rumors?
No.
These throwback Thursday rumors?
No. No. Okay. She said, I guess she was doing her performance in Florida, and I guess for the Pride Festival. It was Pride Weekend in Florida. And she was robbed for her stuff. She said that she had over $100,000 of her most valuable luxury possessions, and that American Airlines, some of the employees, took her stuff.
All right, what's next, Envy? You got a hot story about the brat? Huh?
Well, Tyga. Let's talk about Tyga.
Okay.
Let's talk about Tyga. Looks like Tyga and Kylie have broken up. They're not together anymore.
Knew that was coming. Damn shame. Tyga spent all that time redshirting her. Mm-hmm. Spent all that money for her to go to AAU camp, bought her sneakers when she didn't have sneakers, fed her when she couldn't eat. And as soon as she goes to the league, she don't know him no more.
Well, this is what he had to say about it.
We're both just focused on our lives, our individual lives right now, you know? And
right.
Sometimes things don't work out, but,
yeah.
You know, I love her.
Now, also, Tyga talks about, I was going to say Black Rob, asks about Rob Kardashian being
you're right, Black Rob. That's
step-daddy.
The name. Because when you see them, you say, whoa.
Shop.
You see people grow, and, you know, it's time to evolve.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So everybody should have opportunity, you know, at love and, you know, to live their life.
Do you think he's a good stepfather?
Don't go too far.
I'm not going to front, though. Minus the money, Tyga might have dodged the bullet.
Why you say that?
Because Kylie not aging well, bro. Kylie was hotter when she was 17.
You think she's changing already?
Yeah, bro. She's not aging too well.
It's only been a year.
That 1 year made a world of difference. She aging like a president.
Well, Tyga's been spotted out with Carly Red. Remember her from the reality show?
No, I don't. Who was that?
She's, how do I describe
it? What reality show?
She was a Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. She was also in the movie that Chris Rock did. Was it Black
Top
Hair?
Five. Yeah, yeah. She was one of the top five. Cedric Skeeted on.
Right.
I remember her.
Yeah. So he's been seen out with her. Is that an upgrade?
No. Not even close.
Oh, well, you said she's doing. You said Kylie's doing bad. So.
No. I said she's aging bad. Money wise, Kylie's where you want to be. That's the circle you want to be in.
Well, like, little twist. You remember Lil Twist?
Never heard of him.
He used to be signed with Young Money, Cash Money. He was Justin Bieber's best friend.
Oh, the guy that used to hold Justin Bieber's penis for him when he used to pee and shake it. Got you.
I don't know if he did that, but that guy you're talking about looks like he wants his old thing back. He used to be dating Kylie Jenner, and now that they've broken up, he put out a tweet and said, I got to go clean some things up. So it looks like he wants his girl back.
Now, if you think Kylie about to downgrade the way Tiger downgraded Twist, you out your damn mind, okay? Kylie about to go get her one of these sheiks from Dubai, all right? Stop it.
All right.
Okay, NBA player, baseball player, something.
She's still mad young. She's still only, what, 19, 18?
Yeah, see, she's not about to start dating little Turnt.
Twist.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. When we come back, we got some front page news. We'll tell you about all the NBA scores. Also, cocaine. It might be a drought out there. And also, a bus flipped over. Several people died. We'll tell you all about it when
it's
we come
back. Monday, baby. Cocaine.
Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Oh, yeah. Could you leave the dark-skinned vocals to the dark-skinned people? Now, whenever Drake is singing a Chris Brown, feel free to chime in, beige boy.
All right. Well, morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Back to the work week. Let's get in some front page news. Let's start off with sports. Toronto beat Miami 116-89. Looks like Miami Heat took an early vacation.
No surprise there.
Really? I thought Miami was going to come back. Dwayne Wade was playing good some games.
No Chris Bosh, no Whiteside. Kind of difficult.
Yeah.
Kind of difficult.
Now, the Warriors take on OKC at 9 p.m. tonight.
Hey, listen, speaking of Toronto real quick, Drake was in town last week for SNL. I just want to salute all the bloggers that are pregnant with owls now.
What do you mean?
Because they was D-riding Drake.
Oh, trying to get interviews?
Week, trying to get an interview.
Did he do any?
No. Elliot Wilson, this means you. You're number one. Okay? Just want to throw that out there.
He tried. That's he shot his shot. He shot his shot.
He definitely shot his shot.
He shot his shot. And congratulations to Carl Anthony Towns. He was named Rookie of the Year. Of course, he's from Kentucky. He played on the Timberwolves.
Quiet good season. You know why? Because you're playing Minnesota. Nobody cares about nothing in Minnesota except for Prince.
Yeah, pretty much. Now, let's talk about this New Jersey family that won $429.6 million. Now, eight people came up to claim it. And the reason, if you I talked about it earlier, that eight people came up is you will get taxed twice if one person wins and then they break the money down to the family. But if all eight of you go up there, you can only get taxed once. And the only reason I know that is because I've been planning to win the lotto. I just haven't won it yet. But when I win it, I know what to do. Let's hear the audio of them winning the lotto. I'm talking about it.
My name is Valerie Arthur. Our mother bought the ticket for us. It was like an affirmation from God because we each have dreams that we want to fulfill in this life and do for our community and do for each other and our families. And it was like, well, we have been funded to do that. And that's what we're going to do, work in our communities and work in our family.
That's great.
God bless them. Drop one of Clues Bombs for that family. That is a true blessing from God. You hear me?
They get about $35 million each.
So. And I'm going to tell y'all something.
Congrats.
Y'all may want to do for the community from afar because there's going to be so many people at y'all doorstep asking for money. Lord have mercy. It's going to get sickening now.
Very far away. Now, also, eight dead and 44 injured in a Texas charter bus crash. Now, the bus was going down the highway. They're saying that the bus driver apparently lost control. The bus flipped over several times and eight people were killed, 44 hospitalized. And for everybody else out there, it looks like there's going to be a drought out there. 17,000 pounds of cocaine.
A drought for who?
Have been seized. That's what they always say when they say somebody seized some drugs. They're, it's going to be a drought in the streets. It's going to be a drought in the street.
Don't go chasing kilos. Stick to the 1 or 2 ounces that you used to. So that what happened in Columbia don't got nothing to do with your little nickel and dime ass. Stop it.
So that will be a drought in the streets. All right, and that is front page news. Now, when we come back, Charlamagne, you've been venting all morning. You've been pissed off about somebody that asked you for money or something. What's going on in your life, bro?
Listen, man, I'm just saying, right, if somebody comes to you and they ask you for some money, and you're deciding in your mind whether you want to give it to them or not. Because you don't really see this person doing anything
with their life.
With their life.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And then, you know, you go to their Snapchat, you go to their gram, they always turning up. They're in another city and another club.
Mm.
And it just gets, it's frustrating in a way, but then it's just sad in a way, too. It's just like, yo, I'm not going to be funding your little hookah games. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I got the same thing. Somebody that wants to borrow money, I can't see you in the club.
Yeah,
I
no,
gotta see
man.
A struggle. Let me see you going on a job interview.
Word up.
Post your resume.
Exactly. Like if you're somebody that's actually doing something with themselves, you know what I'm saying? Like I always say, people help those who they see helping themselves. If I see you not helping yourself, how you expect me to help you? Like, I just can't see myself doing that.
But
and then they'll say things to you like, well, you know, I need money for bills. I need money for rent. You know why? Because you're in the club all the time. You're not working.
All right. Well, 800-585-1051. How can you help someone you see not helping themselves?
That is a fact.
But if I'm effed up and I'm looking for a job and I'm stressed out, I might need a drink to calm my nerves and to relax a little bit.
Every weekend?
Yes.
From Thursday to Sunday.
Because Monday through Friday, I'm out there looking for a job.
Not just Thursday to Sunday in one city, in various cities. You got money to travel? Come on now. No way.
Well, 800-585-1051. How can you help someone you see not helping themselves? But, you know, sometimes, look, I might need to smoke a little bit because I'm messed up. They don't want to hire me.
Smoke at home. And it better be Reggie. I don't want to see you smoking no high grade either. Unless you got a friend that's a dealer and he got that good and they just looking out for you. Okay?
800-585-1051. How can you help someone that you see that can't help themselves? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Notorious B.I.G. We're Hypnotized. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, the question we're asking, 800-585-1051, should you help someone you see not helping themselves? Now, Charlamagne had a problem. I guess somebody asked you for money?
Yeah, man. You know, I got one of my people who asked me for bread. But then when I look, I see them, you know, all on Snapchat, all in the club in various cities. And I'm like, well, that's why you don't never have no money. And it's like, if I'm giving you money, why am I giving you money to fund your little non-productive lifestyle?
You know what I mean?
I can't enable your non-productive lifestyle. You done spent the past decade in the clubs smoking hookah and drinking and wonder why you always got to have your hand up.
Now, you know, I have family members and I have friends that ask to borrow money. And then when you look at them, you see them going to the games or you see them in the clubs. But my dad told me one thing. You should always invest $100 into somebody, because if you give them that $100, you never have to lend them money ever again.
Oh, I didn't give this person.
Oh, you gave him money before?
Oh, plenty bread.
What's wrong with you?
But it just comes to a point where it's like, okay, it has to cease.
Yes.
Because I don't see them doing anything.
Hell no, you should
anything to better their lives. The universe gives you back what you put out. This person is continuously putting nothing out into the universe. I don't care what y'all say. Going from city to city, smoking hookah and drinking in various clubs is not productive.
Now,
okay?
But you know, people would say, but Charlamagne, you got it.
Yeah,
you can help him out. You got it.
You know why I got it? Because I didn't waste my 20s. In the clubs, smoking hookah and drinking. I was actually working on my craft, which was radio. This is my 18th year in radio. Thank you. Drop one of Clues Bombs for me. Damn it.
Well, they didn't have hookah in your 20s. They didn't have hookah in our 20s. They didn't have hookah yet.
They had weed.
Yeah, weed.
All right? But the moral of the story is I wasn't wasting my time, okay, in these clubs doing nothing. My whole 20s, no lie, and I'm sure you too, Envy, we was in the club. We was getting paid for it.
Absolutely. Working.
Working. We was never in the clubs in our 20s for no reason. And I'm not, there's nothing wrong with the club. But all I'm saying is you have to have priorities, man.
Right.
It has to be a balance, right? You can't be one of those people who have no career. You're not in school. You're not trying to figure out nothing with your life. Like, you wake up when you want to and go to the clubs on weekends. That's whack.
I'm with you. If you're going to post something on Instagram, post a positive note.
And guess what?
A resume.
And I have no problem with you being in the clubs all the time as long as you don't always have your hand out.
Okay.
Why you got it? If you're going around asking people for money, you do not need to be in the clubs.
Hello, who's this?
Lou Tyler from Queens, brother. How you doing?
Queens, what's up, bro? Now, should you help someone you see not helping themselves, man?
No, I can't. No, you definitely can't. Why? Because the more you help them, the more they expect it, brother. The best way help them is to not help them at all, so they can finally get up themselves and do it themselves.
But what about a family member? What about a family member you love and you know they up to no good?
It depends on the circumstances.
Nah, man.
If they're doing drugs, then no. If they're handicapped, of course I could.
I mean, if they're handicapped, I hope you would help, bro.
Yeah, handicap is totally different than being in a goddamn club. Stop it now.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning.
Hold on. Although I have seen a couple of guys in wheelchairs in the club partying. There's nothing wrong with that. Anyway.
Yeah, hello? But they get a check every month.
You're right. What's your name, mama?
My name is Paige. Good morning.
Hey, Paige. Now, should you help someone you see not helping themselves?
This is the thing. This is why I called, because I think it's different when a friend asks and when a family member asks. Because, like I was telling somebody the other day, I was still helping my little brother who just turned 26. He turned 26 on the 10th.
Uh-huh.
And I had him on my phone bill. And when I first came home from college, you know, my older brother got kids, my younger brother don't. long story short, I was still helping my little brother because he was still in college and he was trying. And then all of a sudden, he stopped going to school. He stopped doing everything. But I'm like, damn, you know, he still needs a phone. So I kept him on my phone bill, until I found out this junker had a job. So I was like, all right, you know, first couple checks, you know, you need that, right?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. Like the third check, I'm like, no, bro, this I got another kid on the way. Like, you need to do something. So I told him, I was like, hey, I'm sending him a text message. I was like, I'm cutting you off. And so I called a phone company. The lady was like, well, he's going to get a text message saying that we're converting him over to prepaid. I was like, cool. But then, like, 2 days later, it was his birthday. And then that day, it was the day before Mother's Day. And he didn't even call my mom to say Happy Mother's Day. So I was pissed off.
Oh, yeah, you got to cut him off. You can't enable the people, baby. Enabling is doing for someone things that they could and should be doing for themselves. He can pay his own phone bill.
Absolutely, if he got a job.
Grown-ass man.
It's different for family because you feel almost like a sense of obligation.
You do, but the family's just the same. They'll keep their hands out if you don't cut it off.
Word up. Family and friends, the same thing to me.
800-585-1051. Should you help someone you see not helping themselves? Call us up right now, 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. That was The Weeknd, The Hills. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're asking, should you help someone you see not helping themselves? Now, this comes from Charlamagne's story. He came in this morning pissed off, talking about somebody he's seen on Twitter or Instagram. Explain what happened.
Yeah, man. You know, I got a homie who asked me for money from time to time. And I look out, but it comes to a point where it's like, yo, I can't look out no more because you can't help people who not trying to help themselves. You know, if I look at your Snapchat, I can tell you're not trying to help yourself because you're in the club smoking hookahs in various cities all the time. How you don't ever have no money, but you got money to go to various cities and be in the clubs all the time? You don't got no career. You're not in school. You don't even got a job.
Right.
You don't even got a job. Listen, if somebody has a regular job, right, and they get behind on something and they need some help, I don't got no problem looking out. I will hold you down if I see you helping yourself. But right. When I see you not trying to help yourself, you're dead, bro.
But
you're
even
dead
family
to me.
Members, you got a lot of family members that they're hard times sometimes and they want to still go to the club and release a little bit, but you're their family.
Listen,
and you got it.
It's nothing wrong with going to the club if you got a job.
You're on radio, you're on TV.
Yeah, that's fine. But guess what? And there's nothing wrong with you going to the club if you got a job, if you're doing something. I'm talking about these people. The person I'm talking about does nothing. Zero. Zilch. Nada. Okay? And you know what you ladies got to understand? You're not going to be pretty forever. Eventually, that pretty going to wear out. Okay? And when that pretty wears out, guess who's going to have to pay for your drinks in the club? You!
Well, Charlamagne, I'm a black man, and you know how hard it is for the black man in this world.
What I got to do with anything?
So can I borrow $100?
No, listen, now, I'm way more sensitive when it comes to the plight of women than I am of men. I'm hard on men. You knock pause. Like, you're not, right? You knock. If you're a grown-ass, able-bodied man, do not come to me with your hand out. I have to see you doing something.
But if you're a female, you got a pretty face. Listen, you might give some money.
Hey, I'm like this.
Right.
Right? You got to be to the point as a grown man where you might even be about to do some crime. If I see you, word up.
When you see that word look up. In my eye,
now I'm like, all right, hold up, bro. Oh. Slow down. Slow down. Okay. I got you. All right? Because a man is going to figure it out. Okay. By hook or by crook.
All right. So if you're listening out there, if you go to Charlamagne's house with a gun and say, yo, I'm about to do something, that's the only way you're going to get some money.
No. You're going to get shot. You come to my house with a gun.
Hello. Who's this?
This is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle. Where you
How
from?
How are you?
I'm good. Where you from, mama?
Can I really not say?
You ain't got to say.
Okay, I ain't going to say.
Why you don't want to say? You had sex with somebody on this show?
Oh, hell no. But Charlamagne, you are so right. I don't know what the hell Envy is talking about. Listen.
Go ahead.
I understand if you want to do what you have to do, but if you have to go and travel to go get what you have to go get, and you ain't got no money and you're not contributing or nothing, you're a bum.
Word is bond. Y'all don't ask me for no money, and I see you in city to city in various clubs.
Yeah, but there's some people out there that just don't know what they're going to do with their life. They have no inspiration or aspiration. They have nothing.
Yeah, that's...
No
personal listen.
Listen, that's cool when you're 20, 21, 22. When you 30 and up...
Exactly.
Nah.
30 and plus... You should be responsible enough to do what you got to do to handle your business.
Word Thank
up.
You, mama.
And guess what? If you're not where you need to be at 30, it's because you wasted your whole 20s in the club smoking hookah and drinking.
Well, the question is, should you help someone you see not helping themselves? Hello, who's this?
Hey, man, this is Jack Reimer from Virginia.
Jack Hammer, what's up?
Bill Reimer. It's all good, man. So the question was, how would you help somebody out? Like,
or should you help someone? Should you help someone you see not helping himself?
For real, man? Nah. But let's put it this way. Like, all right, say my friend, like, really needed help or whatever, needed help with money, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would probably give him something to do around my house, like cut my lawn or whatever.
Oh, give him jobs. Give him easy jobs to get some bread. Yeah. So basically, you giving him money, but you just peasing yourself by saying, cut my grass.
I'm with that.
Sweep the lawn.
I'm with that.
And like, give him, like, make him, like, earn it, you know what I mean? Instead of, like, handing it to him.
Now, what about a family member?
Yeah, I'd probably do the same. So, sorry, same thing.
Okay. All right.
You know what I mean?
All right, thank you, bro.
All right, see you later.
Now, what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is you have to understand the difference between helping and enabling, okay? Don't participate in someone else's misbehavior. Enabling is helping a person in a way that feeds the dysfunction. Helping is being there for someone in a way that does not support the dysfunction. I'm not going to continue to give you money for you to travel and go in clubs and smoke hookah when I'm out here busting my ass getting 4 and 5 hours of sleep a night, okay? I'm a grown-ass man with kids. Sorry.
All right.
Comes a point in time when you got to close the arc.
All right, well, don't call Charlamagne for money. He ain't giving it to you.
Hell no, Shorty.
All right, when we come back, we'll tell you about Chris Brown. It seems like he faces some charges after his daughter's birthday party. We'll fill you in. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Angela Yee's out in Miami. We're holding it down, so let's get to the rumors. We're talking Chris Brown.
Listen up.
This just in. All the gossip. The Rumor Report. Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Now, shout out to Chris Brown. I was actually with him Saturday night in a club in Miami. He did live last night in Miami. Now, I guess Thursday or Friday, he had a birthday party for his daughter, his 2-year-old girl, Royalty. And before the party, he was riding his ATV on his property and on the street, which, like, you know, most people do. His neighbors had a problem with it. One of his neighbors approached him and asked him, can he stop? He's making too much noise. They said Chris Brown didn't have a problem. He went back to his home and prepared for Royalty's birthday bash. They said all of a sudden the police came. They said he has over 5 complaints from neighbors in the past year. He's lived in a home about noise problems. But my whole thing is, I mean, doesn't everybody do it? Doesn't everybody, the kids running around on their property, on the street, he's doing the same thing. He's riding the ATVs. He didn't hurt anybody.
Chris Brown got enough money to isolate himself. He can go buy a crib on a bunch of acres of land with no neighbors if he want to.
He could.
So I don't feel sorry for him.
I do. He ain't do nothing wrong. I ride my ATV on my street all the time.
You beige Negro stick together. Of course you're going to side with waffle-colored Chris.
Now, Keisha Cole, she finally met her biological father. It seems after years and years of looking for him, she found him. His name is Virgil Hunter. He's a boxer trainer, and he's in New York City. So after damn near 34 years, she finally met her dad. That's a good story. That's a nice story.
What's that mean?
And it seems like the dad wants to be in her life and in her son's life. So that's a positive story.
I'm 34. We done went through it now.
You still want to know who your dad is and what the real reason why he left. And, you know, we seen Keisha Cole's mom on TV, so now we get to see Keisha Cole's dad, you know?
Hey, God bless her. I wish her the best. I just feel like after 34 years, what's the point?
But you also know Keisha Cole's mom was on drugs, so maybe he left because she was on drugs. We don't know the story
situation. What's that got to do with the child? That's all the more reason to be there for the child if the mom was on drugs. Okay, I got you pregnant, but after you have my baby, I'm taking my baby and I'm going to raise my baby the right way.
Well, she seems like she's happy she met her dad.
Oh, God bless her.
And also over the weekend, Drake was on Saturday Night Live. Did you see it?
Why, listen, why is this news full of beige people?
What's wrong with
why?
That?
Went from Chris to Virgil Hunter to now Drake. Angela, you need to come back.
No, we're talking Drake. Did you see Drake on Saturday Night Live?
I saw some of it. I was in and out of consciousness, but I saw some
he
of it.
He did an amazing performance. It was just a stand-up moment for light-skinned men all across the country and across the world. I mean, he did such a phenomenal job. You can tell he's a really, really, really an actor.
Listen,
he did his damn thing. We like to call him a thespian. He just
did
killed
you just call Drake a lesbian?
I said a thespian.
Listen, I think he's dope when he acts. I can't front on the guy.
Well, we actually
have his background, though. Wasn't he in Degrassi or whatever?
Yeah, he was in Degrassi. Well, let's play some audio of him on Saturday Night Live. Excuse me.
What's up, guys?
Oh, hey, Drake.
I'm having just a little trouble with the TV. I was just wondering if you knew how to fix it.
Oh, yeah. Usually you just get the remote and you press on. Wait, they don't have TVs in Canada?
No, we have TVs in Canada.
Oh, I know. I was just kidding.
I was just kidding, man. Yeah, I know.
Yo, you, Pete. You made a fool out of me. I used to trust you, dog. Now you embarrassing me.
and you skinny as hell, and you make me mad. You think you funny, huh? Well, you ain't Josh Gad, and your tattoos suck. You're the guy no one likes. We used to be best friends, now we foes for life. Dang.
That sketch was funny. I can't front though. Saturday Night Live as a whole sucks. I mean, I watched Saturday Night Live for Pete Davidson, Jay Farrell, and Leslie. I can't remember Leslie's last name. What's Leslie's last name?
I don't know. I don't watch Saturday Night Live.
Leslie Jones, I think it is. I don't remember. But Saturday Night Live is, like, just terrible.
Well, they said Drake did his thing. They said Drake killed it. He acted. He did all this thing. He said he didn't hold anything back. He did all the skits. So that's dope. So shout to Drake for killing that. All right, and that is the rumor report. Angela Yee will be back tomorrow, so I ain't got to do these rumors, and I'm doing all light skin rumors all morning long.
Yeah, because these are definitely trans rumors.
You're not trans rumors.
You're not really a rumor report type of person, okay?
Well, donkey today, who you giving that donkey to?
Listen, Serena Williams, she needs to come to the front of the congregation. We love Serena Williams.
Really?
Yes, but she needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with her.
Serena, the donkey queen? Well, not, you know, donkey in the back. Well, anyway.
Excuse me?
When we come back, keep it locked.
What did you just say?
It's the Breakfast Club. Come on.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's time for the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day for Monday, May 16th goes to the legendary Serena Williams. Serena Williams is the greatest tennis player I've ever seen and absolutely one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. I could care less that her deltoid muscles are more defined than mine. She is incredible, okay? She is the human version of one of those world's finest chocolate bars that people use for fundraisers. You know, when you're trying to raise money for a school, church, athletic group, you get on your grind and sell those big, thick-ass, world's finest chocolate bars. Well, if you could turn one of those candy bars into a big, thick-ass, beautiful woman, it would be Serena Williams. Now, Serena was overseas, and she had her dog with her. And Serena's rich, so of course her dog eats well. And Serena was staying in one of those 10-star hotels that has a menu for the dog as well as humans. Envy, I'm sure you've stayed in one of those before. Clearly, I haven't gotten to this stage in my life where I stay in places that have menus for the dog. Okay, the hotels I stay at, I'm impressed when they have free cookies. Salute to Double Trees all across the country and salute to the Fountain Blue in Miami. Drop one of Clues Bombs for those two fine establishments one time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, at some point, Serena decided to order some gourmet food off the hotel room service menu for her dog. And she decided that the chef had did a wonderful job on her dog's food. So she decided to taste it. Let's go to Serena Williams' Snapchat for the report.
So this hotel is a doggy menu. And on the doggy menu, it has soup, all this other good stuff. So I ordered a cinnamon rice.
I think it looks good.
I put some in his bowl. I eat a spoonful. Let's fast forward to 2 hours. I just ran to the toilet like I thought I was going to pass out. I mean, it did taste weird. Like, I force swallowed it. Like it tastes a little bit like a house cleaner kind of thing. I don't know what they put in these dog food. But Chip liked it, and it looked good. But I don't think it's consumable for humans.
Really?
And they should have wrote that. So now I feel really sick. It was just a spoonful.
Now, we have all tasted dog food at some point in our lives. I've definitely tasted a little bit of canned Purina Alpo. But this was when I was a kid, a child. And like 1 Corinthians 13:11 says, when I was a child, I moved like a child. But when I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. And that means eating dog food. Serena, there's no reason at this point in your life that you should be eating dog food. But the reason she's getting donkey today is not just for eating dog food. I'm sure it's adults out there that eat dog food every day, B. The reason she's getting a hee-haw is because of this Captain Obvious-ass logic right here.
I don't think it's consumable for humans. And they should have wrote that.
You don't think it's consumable for humans? Now, what would make you think that? Is it the fact it's called dog food? I know you said they should have wrote that on the label, but they kind of do, Serena, by calling it dog food. Like, it's just certain things we should know aren't for us strictly by the name of it. Dog food is one of them. So is cat food, bird feed. In fact, when you see the animal feed store, just drive by it if you're hungry. Okay, it's not for you. And I shouldn't have to tell anybody that. Nobody should have to write that on the dog food for you because it's dog food. How much clearer can it get? Serena, you earned every bit of that mud butt. Okay, that diarrhea you got from the dog food, you deserved it. So no need to give Serena a big harsh hee-haw. She's a legend. So let's just give her the respect she deserves. Cue the Hamiltones one time, please. Give it to her easy.
You are the dog.
donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Hee-haw.
And for the record, Serena got way too big of an ass to have mud butt. Like, you can't just be wasting your mud butts and your diarrheas when you got that kind
of
ass.
That's a lot of mud butt.
That requires a lot of wiping, a lot of bidetting.
Mm.
Matter of fact, you might just have to take a shower. I'm sure she just had to just jump in the shower.
Now, I heard your donkey today, and not for nothing.
I hate you. I don't even know why I hate
not
you.
Not for nothing.
I just know I hate you for some reason right now.
We've all tried dog food before.
I don't want to say all. I have. I can say that I have.
I have as well, and some of the dog food looks amazing. I mean, the way that the chicken gravied up and everything.
No,
but have you seen the dog food that came from her hotel?
Yeah, that did look kind of
good. That looked amazing. It was rice. It looked like rice and salmon, and I'm on a diet, so I might have tried it to see if it was healthy as well.
Why not just order human rice and salmon?
Well,
that could have worked too, you know, right?
Well, she ordered rice. She might have ordered chicken fingers for herself, and her dog got the rice and salmon and said, let me try it. Just like your spouse. Like, you ever been out with your wife, and you'd be like, babe, let me try some of that?
My wife has never ordered dog food, sir. Don't you disrespect my wife.
Let me ask you a question. 800-585-1051. Have you ever eaten dog food? I know somebody out there has.
I think you should preface this question by saying, have you ever eaten dog food as an adult? Because as a child, I definitely tasted dog food. I used to have a little dog named Budweiser, and I used to feed the
Budweiser.
Dog.
Budweiser?
Yes.
Why'd you call him Budweiser?
Because that was the king of beers back in the day. But anyway, Budweiser, and so I used to feed him the dog food, and I used to eat a little bit of the dog food. I did it like once. So
once?
I think you should say in your adult life,
okay,
have you ever eaten dog food?
All right, because I had a dog, and his name was D.O.G., and
that's so original.
I couldn't think of a name, so we called him D.O.G. But
that's
anyway,
original.
And I tried the dog food before, and I didn't run to the bathroom, but I'm looking at that picture of that dog food, and I would have tried it. So the question, 800-585-1051. It looked good. It's rice and salmon. That's healthy.
It's dog food, bruh. You grown.
Look at that. Look at that one more time. Look at that picture.
Order your own rice and salmon.
Have you ever eaten dog food? We're just asking. In your adult life, call us up right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, we're asking, have you ever eaten dog food? Now, Serena Williams, Charlamagne gave her donkey of the day for trying dog food that looked amazing.
Yeah,
I would have tried it as well.
Yeah, Serena out here taking the dog filter on Snapchat a little too far. There's absolutely no reason for Serena Williams to be out here tasting dog food, okay? And well, that's not why she got donkey. The reason she got donkey is because she said that she doesn't think it's for human consumption. They should write that on the dog food. It's called dog food for a reason,
and
Serena.
I really want to know, what's in dog food that's not in human food? Isn't it just food?
No, it's not just food. It's just food when you're broke. When you're broke and you can't afford dog food, whatever y'all didn't eat, you
back
give it to the dog.
And the dog never have diarrhea.
But when you can afford the Purina and the Alpo or even the salmon and rice that Serena was feeding her dog, it's no reason for you to ever be taking a taste of your food, okay?
Hello, who's this?
Oh, this bald head nigga in charge.
The bald head nigga in charge. All right, have you ever eaten dog food before?
Hell no.
You never tried it one time, bro?
No.
No. All right.
Well, I don't like your little condescending judgmental tone you have towards those of us who have.
Hey, that's your fault. I ain't messing around.
You know what? You're right. That is my fault. You're absolutely right.
Hello, who's this?
This is Julie from Columbia, South Carolina.
803.
All right. Now, have you ever eaten dog food before?
Yes, I have.
In your adult life?
Yes.
Oh, you do this on a regular. Tell
us. You say it like you got recipes.
Not on a regular day. I do have a Doberman pincher, so I buy him some of those, those canned dog food.
Yep.
So I tried that one, and before I feed it to him, I make sure it's good. You know, I don't want
to do it all the time before you feed him.
Why do you feel like you have to taste your dog's dog food, boo?
Well, I mean, I have to make sure that it's good for him. I mean, he don't eat. He's not going to eat it if it don't taste right.
So let me ask you a question. How do you know if it's good for him? Because I don't think you have the same palate as your dog, boo.
We do have the same palate.
You tell him.
He eats human food, too.
You know, like the guy that eats the food before the president, so make sure the president or not. She's like that.
Let me ask you a question, boo. Can you answer this honestly?
Oh, I will.
You having sex with your dog?
Hey, come on.
Okay, I didn't mean to get in your private life. I just take that as a yes, okay?
She answered it, though. She definitely
no, I question. Don't.
All right, mama.
You say you having sex with your dog.
I'm going to report you. Hello, who's this?
This is
your
channel.
I'm
from the 803.
Hey, okay.
The Metro.
Now, I'm noticing that South Carolinians are eating their dog food. Have you ate your dog food?
One person from South Carolina called.
And yourself, too.
I don't do it on the regular. I did it once in my life.
Now, have you ever eaten your dog's food?
Well, it wasn't really dog food. It was dog ice cream. That's a place downtown.
That's dog food. Dog ice cream.
Hold on, I need to hear this one. What are you talking about? Go what happened now?
It's a place downtown that sells ice cream. They make it in shops. And I went and got some ice cream. And while I was there, they had some dog ice cream. So I picked it up for my dog. And it looked like vanilla ice cream. So I was just like, you know what? I'm going to taste it and see. It tastes like wood chips and peanut butter with, like, zero negative sugar and, like, I think a hint of, like, chicken. I don't know. But it was absolutely disgusting. But he ate it, so it must have been.
Well, let me ask you a question. You ate dog food, right? So if I call you a bitch, is that justified?
Because
a bitch is
mouth.
A female dog.
No, it's not justified because I'm not a bitch. But right. If you want to use it in the technical sense, hey.
Thank you, mama.
Thank you so much. I have a good morning.
You was trans, bitch.
Now, 800-585-1051, what I'm realizing is if you're from South Carolina, that's in your, I don't want to say
that is
in your
not
blood.
True. That is not
that's
true.
That's three people
that's
I heard true. This morning from South Carolina that eat dog food.
You ate dog food, too. And you from Queens, so what are you saying?
Yeah, but I'm just...
Clearly eating dog food is a universal thing.
No, it's not.
All right? I'm just saying it shouldn't be a regular thing.
Charlamagne gave Serena Williams donkey today for eating dog food. And we're just asking, have you ever eaten dog food before? Call us right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Jumpman, 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 the boy Future. Drake, morning everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Charlamagne gave donkey of the day to Serena Williams. For what, Charlamagne?
I gave her a donkey of the day because she ate dog food. Not really because she ate dog food, but her reasoning for eating it was, well, after she ate it, she said that it's not for human consumption and they should put that on the label. Mm. But Serena, it's called dog food. Like, that is all you need to know that it's not for human consumption. Now, I've tasted dog food before, but right. That's when I was a child. There's no reason in my adult life I should ever be tasting or sampling dog food.
Now, I've eaten dog food as a child as well, but Serena Williams is at a 5-star hotel getting a 5-star dog food. I think I might have to try just a little bit of it just to see what it tastes like.
Nah, I'm cool on that.
Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Miss K calling from the 757.
Hey, Kay from Virginia. Now, have you ever eaten dog food before, mama?
No, I've never eaten dog food. I have a dog, and I think sometimes it looks kind of interesting, but I've just never tried it.
Don't it look good, though, like with the gravy on it? Don't you want to try it one time?
No, not really, but I know they say, like, if you're in a situation like a storm, you can't leave and you don't have any food, that you can eat dog food. So it is edible, but it would just have to be an extreme, extreme situation.
Yo, how trash is the plates that y'all making in y'all house that y'all think dog food looks good?
I mean, like, it looks like human food. Like,
it does.
It does not look like human food. Stop it. There's nothing human looking about Purina.
It does look good. Hello, who's this?
This is JT.
Hey, JT. You ever eaten dog food before, bro?
Yeah, I had my Caucasian friends accidentally set me up one time, and my hood waves wouldn't let me stop it.
Really?
Yeah, I was in Okinawa, Japan, and I didn't know no better. I didn't know they feed their dog like they feed regular people. So they had our barbecue food on the table and the dog food on a plate. And I was like, oh, this already done. And I bit into it. And now I already was in bites, and they was like, hey, that's the dog food. I'm like, well, shit, I bit it. I mean, I'm sorry about that. I was like, forget it. I bit it, and it just tastes like spam.
You know what, man? You know why they did that to you? They figured, they said, man, he black, he eat chitlins, so he eat dog food.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, big man out here from Toronto.
What's up, bro? Have you ever eaten dog food before, bro?
You ever eaten dog food, Ting?
Nah, me, bro, but I went on my uncle's. He fresh came to Toronto. He couldn't speak English, just Spanish. And he grabbed one of those cans thinking that it was a tuna. Meanwhile, for 2 months, he was eating dog food out of cans.
He eat dog food out the ting?
For 2 months?
He eat tuna out the ting?
No, stop it with your accent, man. Your accent's horrible. Thank you, bro. Hello, who's this?
Hey, how you doing? This is... How you doing?
How you doing? You can tell us your name, bro.
My name is Robert.
From where?
I'm actually from Chelsea.
Okay. Now, we're talking dog food. Now, if you live in Chelsea, New York, you got a dog. Your dog is a bougie dog, and you tried the food. Don't lie.
Yeah, no, I tried the food before, man. I actually have. I tried the cookies. I tried the beefy ones, the long beef that look like Jimmy. What is it, beef Jimmy, something like
beef
that?
Beef jerky, yeah.
Why?
Yep. I tried those before. And, you know, I mean, last week I was up in Clinton, Mass, and I was with my friend. And one side they had the beef jerkies, like, for humans, and then they got the other ones for dogs. And my boy just looked at them and said, how can you tell the difference? I was like, because it says it. Human food, dog food. And he was like, oh, wow, but they both look alike. I said, and it tastes the same. And he was like, are you serious? I said, yep. And it just one doesn't taste saltier than another.
So you eat it on the regular?
I once in a while, you're going to say, I'll taste it or whatever. You know, I got dog.
You need to grow
like,
up,
you
know, bro.
The dog cookies taste like it's vanilla cookies. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? It's vanilla cookies.
Yo, grow up, bro.
What's the ingredients? If you look at the ingredients,
grow up.
The ingredients is just the same.
All right, bro.
Grow up.
I've never looked at the ingredients. I mean, I did it as a child because it was fun, but I wouldn't plan on it. But I would try Serena Williams dog food.
No, man. 1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I moved like a child, but when I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. That includes eating dog food. You want to know the moral of the story?
What's the moral of the story?
For all you people eating dog food on the regular, you are what you eat. With your pedigree dog food face ass. Old dog chow in the cheeks looking boy. Old Alpo around the eyes looking man. Stop it. Knock it off already.
All right. All right. When we come back, we got the rumors. Of course, we got to tell you about Lil' Kim. Also, Chris Brown and Tyga. It looks like he lost his boo-boo. We'll tell you all about it when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Bryson Tiller with Don't.
Okay, see.
What?
For 2 seconds, I thought that was Tory Lanez. I still get them confused. Tory need another record, though.
You know what Bryson Tiller looks like?
Nope.
I don't think so.
I know what Tory Lanez looked like because he was up here.
Yeah, I just know if Bryson Tiller's not wearing a hat, I don't know what he looks like. But if he's wearing a hat, I think I know what he looks like.
Don't know what he looks like, buddy.
All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Lil' Kim.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip.
The rumor report.
Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Now, all weekend I've been hearing that Lil' Kim's home is going under foreclosure. It seems like she purchased this home for $2.2 million in, like, 2002. It's in Alpine, New Jersey. It's a nice crib. They're saying that she hasn't paid her mortgage in the last couple of months and that the bank is trying to take the home. Now, I doubt this. This happened a couple of years ago, and there was a problem with her accountant, and her accountant didn't pay, and then it was taken care of quickly, and I think this is going to be the same thing. She's been living in there for a while now, and I'm sure that she probably had accountant issues, and the accountant's not paying it, and I'm sure she'll get it straightened, get it together. I think she's practicing and getting ready, doing rehearsals for that Diddy tour.
I feel like I hear this rumor every 5 years. This is right up there with Beyonce's pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Now, Chris Brown, it looks like he may face some charges. This is before royalty. That's his daughter's birthday party. Before the party, he was riding his ATV, I guess, on his property on the street, and his neighbors came down and complained. He brought the ATV back in the crib and got ready for his daughter's party. The police came, and they said there was 5 complaints in the past year about him, I guess, making too much noise. But it's his property. If he wants to ride his quad, I don't see the problem with it. Why can't I ride my quad? Sometimes I do go on the street with the quad. So what? Leave me alone. That's what I feel. Anyway. And lastly, it looks like fans are against Madonna. She's supposed to be doing a Prince tribute at the Billboard Awards, and fans don't want Madonna to do this tribute.
Why not?
I don't know. I guess they want somebody else, like maybe Lenny Kravitz, Alicia Keys.
I can see Alicia, too. I can see Lenny, too. But Madonna is an icon.
Sheila E., Chaka Khan.
Icons should celebrate other icons. Why can't Madonna do a Prince tribute?
Somebody said Mint Condition.
Mint Condition.
I don't know where that went in there, but it says Mint Condition on there as well.
What Mint Condition used to sing? I forgot. Pretty Brown Round, right?
No, Pretty that Brown Eyes. No, that wasn't Mint
that
Condition.
Yeah, that was Mint Condition.
You sure?
Don't quote me on that now.
No, I don't think that
you
was
You sure that wasn't Mint Condition? Pretty Brown Eyes.
It was Mint Condition, right? Was it?
You can't do,
it was Mint Condition.
You can't do no Prince tribute and all you had was one song. Sit your ass down somewhere. Alicia, Madonna, Lenny Kravitz, I'm fine with that. Plus, Madonna was edgy the way Prince was edgy. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that. I want to see more than one artist. I want to see it joined with a couple of artists. I think that would be dope.
I mean, the truth of the matter is, no matter what tribute they do, it's going to be trash. Because it's Prince. Like, you can't, you know, it's just Prince. Like, there's nothing they're going to do that's going to be as good enough.
Nah, of course not.
So it's like,
but it'll still be a great tribute.
It'll be okay.
We'll look forward to that.
It'll be sentimental. It's like when you're walking down the street and somebody hands you a pamphlet of Jesus. You don't throw it away because it's a pamphlet of Jesus. It's not like we're going to boo it because it's a Prince tribute.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, gospel singers don't get booed at the Apollo or at talent shows. You don't boo a gospel singer. As soon as you start singing Eyes on the Sparrow, you know, singing something about Jesus, it's not like you're going to boo him. It's not like we're going to say the tribute was trash because it's for Prince.
Yeah, true. All right, and that is what?
And I want to say salute to this guy on Twitter named Artie Samuels. He's still arguing with me about Serena Williams eating dog food.
Why?
And he's saying that, you know, she should be able to eat it. And I'm saying, I said to him, it's dog food. Mm-hmm. And she was like, he was like, she's right, though. It should have been labeled. I'm like, it's dog food. And so he sent me a picture of a Trix box. And he goes, they say Trix are for kids. But adults don't care.
You got a point.
He doesn't have a point.
He
don't encourage
point.
Him. No, he does not have
kids.
A point.
He does.
No, he does not have a point.
So adults should be eating tricks.
No, he doesn't. Stop
all right.
It. Stop
well,
it.
That is the rumor report. Now, Angela Yee is in Miami. She'll be back tomorrow so she can do her own rumors and her own news. But up next is the People's Choice Mix. If you want to hear something, 800-585-1051. Hit me up with your requests, your shout-outs. I absolutely positively got you. If you're celebrating a birthday, we'll get your birthday shout-outs as well. And shout to our family on Revolt. Revolt TV, you can catch us each and every morning. We'll see you guys tomorrow. But the People's Choice Mix is up next. Hit me up with your request right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.